Hey there, Mark. How's the Lord of the Manor, then?
How do you mean, Billy?
Well, you finally bought that mansion in the countryside, didn't you? I can just see you sitting in your wicker chair in the back garden as you watch the groundsman trim the hedgerows. It must be beautiful, the life of luxury.
Oh, it's hardly all that. It's more of a small shack on the outskirts of a village, really. It needs some fixing up, but it's cosy, and I've always wanted to move out of Manchester into the countryside.
But how do you get by out there in the sticks? Don't you miss the convenience of the city, you know, the shopping centres and all that?
Well, it's not exactly out in the middle of nowhere. We've got our little village shop that stocks just about everything you really need, and I do commute into the city every day, so I do most of my heavy shopping here after work. No, I have to say that I don't miss living in the city one bit.
Yeah, but it must be terribly boring. I mean, not many nightclubs out there, are there?
To tell the truth, I don't mind at all. I quite enjoy having a bit of peace and quiet. And when I do want to go out, I just pop down to the village pub for a few pints and a game of darts.
Yeah, it must be interesting having a few pints with all those old farmers and the villagers. But I bet everyone in the town wakes up before dawn, eh?
Well, I'm definitely not the first person to move out to the village. People have been escaping Manchester for the countryside for years. Most of my neighbours are from the city like me. There's a computer programmer who works at home, a writer who likes to go walking around the town all day with his dog and his enormous walking stick, an airline pilot, and all kinds of other professionals. I'd say the town is about half old villagers and half people like me.
And how does that work? Do you all get on well?
Well, for the most part, it works out fine. There are a few of the old-timers who really resent people like me living there. But on the whole, people are a whole lot friendlier than Manchester, I can tell you. If anything, they're a little too friendly.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, everybody knows everybody, and there's a fair amount of gossip that goes on, especially in the village store. You know, I've been making special requests, asking them to stock tofu and some other natural foods for me. So the other day I walked in, and I asked them if they had any vitamin B12. Well, these two old men who had been talking by the cash register stopped talking and stared at me as if I was from another planet. The owner, James, he's a nice old bloke, and he's pretty much used to it now, so he just shook his head a bit sadly. But those other two, I swear they must have thought I was the weirdest thing on earth.